one recognition that we do have is that we are sovereign peoples. And that's good. It is misunderstood in the United States. Anytime Native peoples choose to exercise sovereignty and exercise treaty rights, there is a tremendous backlash. And why? I believe that it's a national psychosis and fear that if Native peoples ever get in a position of owning what we should and controlling what we own, that we will then be as bad to the white people as the white people have been to us. I think that's what really is operating the laws that are designed to keep us at a low level in society. The policies are certainly in place under American law for us to enjoy most of our freedoms, but there are still some laws designed to keep us at the bottom of society and to keep us from our traditional goals. More than two-thirds of Native peoples today have no traditional language, have no traditional religion. About a third of Native peoples today in the United States have no land base to speak of. Most Indian lands are not that productive, either for farming or for oil and gas production. They just don't realize income. We're in a situation where money is scarce in most of Native America, and Native peoples, even though some have become crazy rich, a handful, with gambling money, most have an economically impoverished condition. Native peoples are the poorest people in the United States, the least employed, and have the poorest health and housing conditions today. So we are at the bottom of every socioeconomic indicator that exists and at the top of every emergency situation. And somewhere in there, some of us are doing what we can to change laws to secure our traditional rights, our treaty rights, our cultural sovereignty, our national sovereignty, our practical sovereignty.